Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay, but first the NBA. We must talk about the Western Conference play-ins from last night. Specifically, we'll start with the first game where the Lakers get it done. The Lakers, as the 9 beat the New Orleans Pelicans, the 8, they win by 4 in the end. And they, for their victory, get the grand prize of now getting the 7th seed and having to face the Denver Nuggets in a best-of-7 first-round series. The defending champs will enjoy that. First, though, last night, what a ball game this was. Pelicans took a 10-point lead in the first half, 36-26 in the second quarter. Lakers then went on a 12-0 run to go up 2. Then when they were up 1, 45-44, they went on a 13-0 run. It was a 32-8 run in total at that point for the Lakers. They led by 14 at that point. They led by 10 at the half. They led by as many as 18 in the third quarter twice. But the Pels cut it to 7 by the end of the third quarter. Then they fought back all the way to tie it at 93 and then again at 95. But Zion Williamson, with his dunk to tie it at 95, putting in his 40th points, his 39th and 40th point of the night, I guess lands funny and is hurt. And so at the 3:13 mark, a few seconds later, the Lakers call timeout in the tie ball game. He was done for the night. And it was a collective groan from everybody when you saw him hobbling off, because you know, this was a brilliant Zion performance. Best game of his career, and in the with the highest stakes, and one would say a reminder of just how great he is. Mm-hmm. And then he gets hurt, which is also sort of part of the Zion story. Lakers would it would be tied at 97, 99 again, and the Pelicans never took the lead, though. Russell's three, D'Angelo Russell, who was great, his three that put the Lakers up 104-100 with under a minute left, was pretty much the end, because then they free-throwed him to death after that. Two from AD, two from Reeves, two from AD to seal the deal. And so the Lakers move on. The Pelicans are not done. They will now play the winner, the Kings, who beat who crushed the Warriors last night. Let me be accurate. In a elimination game, winner takes the 8th seed and will play OKC in a best of 7. The loser will be eliminated, just like the Warriors were eliminated last night.
And they're calling that Zion injury. It was leg soreness is what they first reported it as, and everybody was like, what are you talking about?
You don't leave
leg
a game
soreness.
For soreness.
Hamstring is what they're calling it now, and tests coming today. So
brutal.
You know, just looking ahead at that game, it's Pelicans. It was Pelicans 1. There's some places Kings 1 now. Pick them for a lot of spots. Until you know about Zion, makes it really tough for me to look at that game either side.
Denver Nuggets are a -310 favorite in their best-of-7 first-round series against the Lakers. Lakers plus 250 on the comeback. Is -310 too low?
Maybe. So it opened. I stared at -285 for too long. I was like, like, that might be a little too low. And then it just started ticking up. So I might actually be looking to, I think we might have this option at a shop or two in town where I might actually be able to parlay a series price. So I actually might throw that in with the Mavs.
Okay. All right. And then again, the 9-10 game, or excuse me, not the 9-10 game, but the loser again, the Pelicans and the Kings will play. And we don't know about Zion.
Yeah.
So, really, that's the That's the thing you have to wonder about.
Yeah, it's tough. It'll be interesting to hear from JVT. Right now, there's kind of nowhere I could go with that game until I know about Zion. At Sacramento, I'm still not. It was a great performance last night. Keegan Murray was incredible. You know, you got the Keegan Murray game, though, last night. And
he was awesome. By the way, that Kings-Pelicans game is on Friday night.
Right, yeah. Are they going to be able to replicate that kind of success? I don't really buy into that, but you're talking about a Pelicans team. If Zion's banged up, Brandon Ingram couldn't even see the end of the floor last night in that game.
Kings are one-point favorites, or we're showing the Pelicans as one-point favorites. I'm looking at a book that has the Kings as the one-point favorite, so it's kind of right in that pocket right now. Which
you can find it both sides. Pick'ems are out there, too.
Which presumes a diminished Zion at best, that line, to me.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, absolutely.
If he plays at all, right? So, yeah, nothing there. And Lakers-Nuggets, like I said, might end up tying that Nuggets series price in there, but that might be a series. I think after what we saw in the Western Conference Finals last year, I mean, it was a sweep. Every game was close and competitive, though, for the most part. That's a series, if I don't get involved in, I think will still be great to watch.
Remind everybody, tonight the Bulls, 3-point favorites in the 9-10 against the Hawks, and in the 7-8 in the East. Sixers now a 5-point favorite against the Heat. What are your plays in those?
Yeah, I laid it with the Sixers, laid 4.5 with the Sixers. I'd be fine laying 5. I mean, I guess at this point you should wait and know for sure that Joel Embiid is playing, but I we're in the NBA playoff time where injury reports are always going to be always questionable.
I like they're better in the regular season either.
But this is where they all try to hide stuff, right?
Can I do 3 minutes of sports talk radio?
Oh, of course.
Then
Drew really liked Atlanta-Chicago over tonight.
He likes
I know that was his favorite play of the play-ins.
Which is at 223 right now. Okay. The Warriors get crushed by the Kings. And I just feel like, as much as I've talked about the Warriors through the years, if you've listened to a numbers game and all the bets we've had on the Warriors through the years, that it deserves a mention that if that, in fact, was Klay Thompson's last game with the Warriors, now Steve Kerr says they want him back, it probably will come up to what Klay wants and who's going to pay him and who's not going to pay him to see if he remains with the Warriors. But if that, in fact, was the last game for Klay Thompson with the Golden State Warriors, it deserves a postscript to what I have referred to. And by the way, Klay last night goes out with the 0 for 10. And Evan Abrams posted, Klay played 882 games in his NBA career with 10-plus field goal attempts entering that game. It was the first time he went scoreless. Had never finished 0 for 3 field goal-wise or worse in any game prior to that. This was I referred to the Warriors dynasty as the most beautiful thing in sports a myriad of times here on this show, too many to count. And honestly, they have been. They drafted Steph Curry in 2009 with the 7th pick in the draft, while the Memphis Grizzlies of the world were drafting Hasheem Thabeet before that, and the T-Wolves were drafting Ricky Rubio and Johnny Flynn before that. And Curry fell after his magical run to the Elite Eight with Davidson. He fell to the Warriors at 7. And he was often injured early, had all kinds of ankle problems. A couple years later, the Warriors drafted a kid with the 11th pick out of Washington State by the name of Klay Thompson. And I just remember thinking at the time, Klay Thompson, big deal. And then the next year, after drafting Harrison Barnes, by the way, it should be noted, but the next year, they ended up trading midseason Monte Ellis, a little after the midseason mark, Monte Ellis. And the Bay Area fan base for the Warriors went ballistic. How could you possibly trade Monte Ellis away from this team? And I remember hanging out with Dr. Bob every day. I've said this many times on the show. And him telling people, this is the greatest thing that ever happened to this franchise. You have no idea what it means when Ellis is on the court, how it stifles this team, and when he's off the court, and when Steph is on the court. And nobody could really see it but the analytics community at first. And then in the second round of the 2012 draft with the 35th pick overall, they draft a kid out of Michigan State that everybody knew from his college runs, Draymond Green. And there established was these three guys that no one could have possibly imagined what would take place. And in 2015, they end up winning the NBA title. Bob had them at 40-1. And this was when the Giants had just won 3 World Series. Nobody believed the Warriors aren't supposed to win NBA titles. Mm-hmm. They win it in 2015. They come back the next year and go 73-9, breaking Jordan and the Bulls 72-10, and famously lose after being up 3-1 against LeBron's Cavs, which was a huge disappointment. But the next year they came back. It was the first year of Vesan. South Point had a prop Will the Warriors win every single playoff game? Will they go undefeated? Guess what? They won their first 15. They came one game shy. They ended up going 16-1 in that postseason and won their second NBA title. This was with KD. The next year, they win it again for the back-to-back. And at that point, people were like, well, but two of them were with KD, so maybe the other guys aren't all that great. Yeah, well, don't worry about that. 2018, when they went for the repeat, it was all the injuries, right? It was Klay blowing out his knee in the finals. It was KD straining his calf in the semis and then blowing out his Achilles in the finals. That's what it took for the Raptors to beat them.
They tanked it
in 2020, remember, because Steph only played five games and Klay was recovering. 2021, they lost in the play-in. 2022 was the year it solidified. They won the title again without KD. Two without him, two with him. And all along, they changed the game, the way the sport was actually played. And so if that's Klay Thompson's last game with the Warriors, let's pour one out for the most beautiful thing in sports.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.